Hi everyone and welcome to this week's Midweek Message. Good to be with you again. This week I thought it would be great if we just reflected on how good it is that we have our own Bibles, the treasure of having a Bible. Most of us have at least one in our homes, but there's places in the world that don't have any. And I just wanted to spend a few moments reflecting on the importance of reading our Bibles together and alone. So in Romans 15 and verse 4, it says, "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." So there's something important about us reading the word and having the encouragement of the scriptures and the reasons for why it was written down for us. In 2 Timothy 3 verse 16, it also says, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." So all scripture breathed out by God. And what is it for? It's for teaching, it's for correction, it's for training, so that we will be complete. So we need to remember that when we're reading it, that's the reasons why, one of the reasons why we have a Bible. I was just thinking about a couple of people that I wanted to say from the history and from the present who have found it a longing for having a Bible. So first of all, I wanted to talk about the story of Mary Jones. Now, you may know about Mary Jones. She's from Dalgethlie. She was born in 1784. And as a child, she knew Christ and she desperately wanted to read and to read the Bible, in particular in Welsh. Now, at that time, it was very rare to have a Bible, especially a Welsh one. And she used to walk 1 hour to school to learn to read, with the intent that she really, really wanted to own her own Bible and be able to read it. So she saved for 6 years. Imagine that. And she saved her money. And then she walked 26 miles to Barlow to a pastor who she knew was selling Bibles. But unfortunately, he'd run out. And over a long process, she managed to get one in Welsh. And she treasured that Bible. So the pastor got together with some other pastors and they wanted to provide Bibles in Welsh. One of the particular pastors was called Joseph Hughes. And he is famous for saying, "Well, if Bibles for Wales, why not just for the kingdom? And if for the kingdom, why not for the world?" And that is how the Bible Society started. And it's still placing Bibles across the world. So what an amazing organisation came out of someone, pastors in Wales, getting together and saying, "Let's provide Bibles for Welsh people and then for the United Kingdom and then for the world." How great is that? I'm really was encouraged and inspired by my own mother-in-law, Anita, because as some of you know, throughout lockdown, she hasn't had very poor sight and hasn't been able to read her Bible. And the main thing she wanted to do was to be able to read her own Bible again. So thankfully, she has had surgery on a cataract and is able to see, to read now. But she treasured that moment when she was able to read her own Bible once again. And sometimes it isn't till that thing's taken away from us that we realize how much we really love it and how much we need it in our lives. If any of you have been able to read anything of Peter, who spoke a couple of weeks ago online to us from the Czech Republic, he has written a book which I have here called Imprisoned with ISIS, which I'd recommend to you. But he was without his Bible for quite some time. The group with him, ISIS, were able to have the Quran, but he was not allowed to have a Bible. And then suddenly he was provided with one. And I just wanted to read a little passage from what he said when he had it. "From 8 a.m. until 4:30 or even 5 each afternoon, enough sunlight poured into my cell for me to read. I'd prop my Bible against the bars on either the door or the window and read it for as long as I could. Never had I been so hungry to feast on God's word. It only took me 3 weeks to read from Genesis all the way to Revelation. I memorized any verse that stuck out and spoke to me. The Psalms were particularly comforting, and so were verses like 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. No test has overcome you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will let you be tried beyond your ability. He will not let you be tried beyond your ability, but with the test, he will always provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. Soon, I established a Bible reading plan. On Monday, I read Matthew, and on Tuesday, I read Mark. On Wednesday, I made my way through Luke before turning on Thursday to John. And when Friday arrived, I was ready for the book of Acts. And then the next day, I moved on to Romans. Each day, I pored over a new book of the Bible. And this intensive approach to reading the Bible gave me a profoundly new understanding of the whole of Scripture. I began to understand the Bible from completely different perspectives. Passages that I thought I had understood now became new and fresh, and passages that I hadn't understood became clear. Whenever I opened the Bible, whether in the Old or the New Testament, the Holy Spirit revealed deep truth from the verses. Secretly, I used the pen from my luggage and the letter from my family to make notes about this wonderful, revealing truth. And each day I was continually amazed I was able to spend so much time with God's word, and I wondered why I had the privilege of not doing anything but reading my Bible. How amazing is that, you know, and how encouraging. I know someone in our church who has been reading the Bible from Revelation to Genesis the other way, just to make a change. And I myself have been really excited to have some more time to be able to read over recent months big chunks of the Bible. So please, I'd encourage you, if you do have some time, to do that, even if you do it the Revelation to Genesis. But just encourage you to look at the scripture from and ask God from fresh eyes, like Peter did when he was imprisoned. So in Job 23 verse 12, it says, I have treasured the words of his, God's mouth, more than my daily bread. So that's a wonderful scripture. And I wonder how many of us do treasure God's word more than our daily bread. So let's pray that we can get back to that, our first love and our hunger for the word increases over this time. Why should we treasure it? Because really, it is a love story from the Father God to us. It's all about how he is faithful. It's all about how his word stands. There's thousands of promises in the Bible that we can take hold of and be encouraged by and stand on. It's also a direction, isn't it? It says, you know, your word is a light. It's a manual for our daily living. And it also says in the Bible in Timothy about studying to show yourself approved. If you were training to be a doctor, you would study medical journals. If you were really training to be a chef, you would study and pore over cookery books and manuals. So in the same way, let us study. Let us take some time, if you have some, to study the word and be approved by God, and just have our hunger and our daily bread increased as we have time with him. So a few tips I just wanted to say about reading the word. You know, maybe just before you start to read the word, pray, ask God to reveal himself in a fresh way, just like he did to Peter through the scriptures. It's sometimes great to read the word aloud. It's easier if you read it aloud to maybe memorize it. It goes in, it makes you concentrate and focus on the word if you read it out aloud, and it goes deep within into your heart. So read it aloud for a change. Also, perhaps study the scripture, close the Bible, and then think, how does this speak to me? What context is there in the scripture? Where is, say, Jesus is speaking? Look at the context of how he's speaking. Why is he speaking to those people? What is he actually saying? And then think about, how, God, does this relate to my life? How can I interpret what you're saying in a fresh way in my own life? And then when you've studied it, maybe you want to Google further or look further into the scriptures. What does the Greek say? What is the Hebrew saying to you? Also, maybe you'd like to journal and write down the scripture and say, right, I'm going to put this down for today, meditate on it, and then come back to it tomorrow and think again about how is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. So let's just take a moment to just reflect on how important a Bible is. You know, the Bible says of itself that the word is living and active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. and it causes you to discern. The word is truth. God says that in the word that his words stand forever. He says that he speaks things and they won't return to him void. There's so many scriptures that talk about the importance of the word. I just wanted to say a couple of scriptures. Proverbs 4 verse 20 says, God asks us to be attentive to his words. Don't let them escape from your sight and keep them in your heart. So there is some inference there that we should be looking at them, not just taking them for granted from a preacher or from YouTube or whatever, but actually keeping them within our sight ourselves, because they are life and they are healing. That's really important. And Colossians 3 verse 16 says, let the word dwell in you richly. And if you have a moment this week, let's just thank God for our Bibles. There are many brothers and sisters across the world that don't have a Bible. We are reminded of the people that came with Open Doors last year in North Korea. Her parents used to hide the Bible in the ground so that it wouldn't be found. And also just that she didn't even know they had a Bible in their house. So let's just thank God for our Bibles at this time. Father, we just thank you for the word of God. We thank you that it's living and active. We thank you that it's the truth. We thank you that it can set us free. We thank you that it can be a light to our path. And we do just want to thank you that we do have the privilege of having Bibles. And we pray for these people across the world that don't have one. Lord, we ask you, in the name of Jesus, that you would strengthen those ministries that are planting Bibles across the world in countries where it's dangerous to do so. Lord, we ask you'd prosper them and you'd help them and you'd give them wisdom. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you.